7 past 9, 3RW Nights, Dennis Walter with you, right through to midnight. Every few months I speak to Rose Smith. She is an intuitive astrologer and spiritual advisor, and also a dream advisor, and I need to check in with her. I had the strangest of dreams last week. I was getting dementia or Alzheimer's. I couldn't remember things. I couldn't find a wallet. I couldn't find my keys. I didn't know my passwords. And it was the most frustrating nightmare or dream that I've ever had. And it was absolutely crystal clear. If you want a dream analyzed, give us a call. Rose is here for you. Rose Smith from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Good evening.
Hello, Dennis. How are you this evening?
I'm better than I was when I woke up after that dream.
I know. That sounds like it was really impactful upon you.
I have no history of any of those problems in family or anything. I did lose a friend recently to it, but it was one of the... I mean, you can have frustrating dreams of, you know, that you can't quite do something or whatever, but this was a series of not finding the wallet, the keys, the passwords, couldn't remember things, and very frustrating. Am I a weirdo?
No, not at all. You know, sometimes in our dreams we dream about things that we're actually afraid of, and it's completely reasonable that, you know, we might be, as we are getting older, we might be thinking about you know, things that can go wrong, you know, health-wise in our lives as we age. So your dream takes the edge off the energy, so you're not actually carrying the worry of it so much, if you know what I mean.
That sounds really feasible, except for one thing. I've never given it a thought.
Ah, right. So you haven't even thought about it, but maybe down in your subconscious, a hidden part of you might be concerned. And do you know anybody that has that issue?
I've lost a friend in recent times, yes.
Yeah, so it's probably connected to that because, I mean, you had a relationship with that person and now that, you know, sadly something's happened. So there's probably still a fair degree of emotions and different types of emotions about that loss.
Actually, that's interesting, Rose, because his name came up on air a couple of times, possibly in the days leading to that. That's just jogged my memory.
Uh-huh. So it's gone into your subconscious, and even though you haven't really it hasn't registered strongly in your conscious mind, it's gone down deep into your subconscious, and then that's sort of stirring things up.
So I'm basically, I've just made a decision in life. I'm never going to think about anything ever again. Ever.
Well, some people go through life like that.
No, I'll be thinking and hoping that I never do go down that path. 1-333-693, if you would like to speak with Rose. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Good. Look,
hello,
I had
Michelle.
Hi. I had a very vivid dream last night and I woke up dreaming about it. A person at my back door, standing there wanting to get in.
And that's a bit scary.
It was very scary. I've recently lost my husband. I now live by myself. Mm. And I could almost see the face. And it was someone trying to get in to get to me. And I can even see the actual, he had a earphone in his and he had a voice on, and I could almost see his face.
Right. Mostly our dreams are symbols, even, and I'm psychic and clairvoyant, and even with me, the vast majority of dreams are symbols of something that's going on deep down in the subconscious. But if you have a history of prophetic dreams, then I would invest in, you know, extra security. But if you don't have a history of prophetic dreams, I tend to sort of think it's more to do with your new circumstances in life. And sometimes your house can be your body. So, you know, do be careful of any sort of illness or virus or something like that invading your body.
Michelle, I hope that helps you. Off air, we've got the question here, Rose, why do we have nightmares that lead us to wake up screaming? Now, I've never done that, but...
I have.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah, I've had many, actually. And particularly, I would say, women maybe age 45 to 60, and also in the teenage years, I think it's quite common. And so, you know, the subconscious is another world. It's like an iceberg, and the tip of the iceberg, the bit out of the water, is like our conscious mind, what we're actually aware of at, you know, any given moment. But there's a lot going on down beneath the surface of the water, and we don't really understand how everything works. And just think about your heart beating. It beats automatically. We're not sitting there willing our heart to beat. It just happens automatically. So, yeah, there's so much. So why do people wake up screaming? There's a lot of repressed emotion there about something, and you'll only remember it or dream about it when your conscious mind can deal with it.
Debak, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis and Rose. I'd like to ask a question because
yes.
a weird thing happened to me in a dream, and I wonder, has it ever happened to anyone? But in the dream, there's two people of the same, like my nephew, when they were very little, you know, mm-hmm. baby, and then my nephew, when they are at this age, like 17 now, one of them is. So right. I'm not sure whether that's ever happened to anyone, and I want to know.
So in your dream, you dreamt about your nephew when he was a baby, and then again, like more recently, is that what you're saying?
Yes, same two people, but well, it's weird. I can't explain. One's a baby when he was a baby, and then mm-hmm. one and when he was an adult. See, I'm blind, but I can hear him talking. And yes. I can hear this baby crying. And I ask him, who's that baby? Yes. And my nephew, my auntie, my sister-in-law say, that's your nephew.
I think it's got something to do with your own childhood, to be quite honest. Maybe when you were a baby, you know, I don't know your circumstances, but maybe when you were a baby, you didn't get all your needs met or something. Once you've been born, your mother can't deliver everything instantly. When you're in the womb, it's like five-star accommodation, and you get your food instantly. So you're more satisfied, more comfortable, more secure. You know, after we're born, it's all downhill from there.
Debak, thank you very much for your call. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've been having dreams about actual somebody stabbing me or shooting me.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so when we dream about our own death, and I have dreamt this myself, that I've probably dreamt this about half a dozen times in my lifetime where I've been killed, that is a symbol for the death of the ego. So you're undergoing some major psychological change at the moment, or a spiritual change. So you're ending a cycle and you're about to begin a new cycle. So death is 99% of the time, it's the death of the ego, and that is the conscious mind. So that is really scary because it's like you might have sensation of, say, a loss of control or a loss of power or not being able to control your own life.
Thank you very much, Sue. Rose, Halloween upon us. Lots of houses already around my area, all ready to go, about 2 weeks out. So people are looking forward to something to have a bit of fun. What does it sort of mean for the stars and for the world out there?
Oh, right. Yes. So I did have a look at this and I can see there's a couple of astrological influences that are sort of going to bring a bit of stress and tension for some people. Particularly Capricorns. I know you're a Capricorn.
Yes.
Capricorns and Aquarius and Leo, there's a thing called a T-square. It's a certain astrological pattern that's happening. So, there could be some sort of feelings of like being restricted or limited in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what Saturn's doing on the afternoon of Halloween, there could be some sort of effect to do with governments or large corporations limiting people in some way. So, yeah, don't be surprised if there's some sort of, you know, maybe something to do with a lockdown or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, no, don't mention that word in Victoria.
Sorry, I know.
A couple of quick calls. Hi, John.
G'day, Dennis. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
That's the way. Look, I had a dream, more like a nightmare. I recently was finally divorced and I have a child and I wake up in the middle of the night dreaming that I lose my daughter, and I basically wake up crying.
Wow, yeah. Wow. That's awful for you in some ways. And again, it goes back to, do you have a history of prophetic dreams where you've dreamt things and they've actually happened in the physical realm? Because mostly our dreams are symbolic. So this says to me that a part of you, a part of your daughter is like your right arm, you know, it's a part of you. And because of everything that's happened in your external life, there's probably fear that, you know, your relationship might be damaged with her in some way. So when we're having a dream or a nightmare, that's like venting the energy or getting it out of our physical body. A thing that helps is to write down your dreams and really try to imagine each element of the dream and imagine that you are that element and write it all down, because that helps get it out.
But wouldn't that dream be coming just from concern and worry, Rose?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want that concern and worry going into your physical body, because at a cellular level, that's energy. That is real energy. And if it gets locked down in your physical body, it can cause, you know, over years and years, all sorts of problems.
Another John. Good evening. Go ahead, John.
Oh, hi, Rose. Is that Rose?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, John.
G'day. I've had this dream for years and years and years about pulling hair out of my mouth.
Pulling hair out of your mouth?
Out of my throat, actually.
Okay.
And, boy.
Yeah, it's real. It's been happening for years, but I've looked everywhere on the internet and I cannot get some sort of answer as to why that would be, but it's,
yeah,
I don't wake up. It's in my dream that I'm pulling hair out of my throat.
Yeah, that's a really interesting one, and I've never seen or heard of that before. But I intuitively, I think I know what that means. If you're aware of Samson and Delilah from the Bible, Samson's strength was in his hair. And his hair is a symbol of his femininity. Every man has a feminine side and every woman has a masculine side. And it's like there's too much femininity, or the femininity is in the wrong place or something along those lines. And what you have to do is perhaps balance your masculinity and your femininity. So, for example, you might take up something that is considered a feminine role, like knitting. There's a thing now where men knit.
Yes.
Or my husband cooks, for example.
That's not so feminine.
Well, it was in the old days.
Right.
But yeah, my husband's Italian, so to him it's just normal. And so take up some sort of feminine thing so you can get in touch with your feminine side and give that a bit of an outlet. But that'll make you stronger.
John, hope that helps. Rose, great to have you on the program. AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Dennis, and happy Halloween, everyone.
Thank you.